flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Bernie Miklas, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer. Good morning, Bernie.
Tom Ackerman, good morning to you, sir.
It's always good to talk to you. You know, I don't pop off all that often. I'm pretty even keeled, I would say. But I was sitting in here at the start of the show at 10:05 or whatever, and there was a news story about the Board of Aldermen running into each other and spinning their wheels and not able to figure out how to spend Rams money and people walking out of meetings. And I started the show saying, what are you doing? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, just can our leadership please help St. Louis be better? I mean, you know, it takes leaders. It takes vision. It takes collaboration. Somebody please step up. I don't know what your thoughts are. You are a city resident, and I haven't really talked to you about this, but it does pertain to sports because sports are a big industry here.
Listen, I love living in the city, but I got to say, not as much as I used to. I speak for my wife, Kirsten, on that as well. Because over the years, you know, our property taxes continue to go up. The services that, in effect, the city's obligated to provide, you know, continue to deteriorate. You know, we're all concerned about crime. We're all concerned about public education. We're all concerned about a million things, right? But instead of the situation getting better, you know, the arrow continues to point down. And the only reason I'm giving you that background is that it leads to the final thing about this, which is I would like to trust our city leaders. I would like to believe in them, that they're going to find ways to grow the city. They're going to find ways to make it better for people who live here and pay taxes and do it proudly, and people who may be compelled or curious or perhaps even enthusiastic about moving here. Because as we know, St. Louis City, you know, has lost a tremendous amount of population. I would like to just sit here on a Sunday morning with you, say 5 years from now, and just say, wow, what a turnaround this is. Gosh, just phenomenal leadership, and look at where it's gotten us. And what's frustrating on top of that is I do follow what's going on with other cities. I truly do. And there are so many cities that St. Louis could emulate if the leadership was in place to do so. I'm talking about Pittsburgh. I'm talking about Detroit. Those are two examples. There are many. Cities that were declared, especially Detroit, declared dying, dead, you know, hopeless. There's been some great things going on in Detroit. And before that, it was Pittsburgh, which changed its local economy in a dramatic fashion to get in the forefront of medical research and some other things. And Pittsburgh's one of the most shining cities in America. We can do this, and I know we can do this because I've seen it happen in other places. But what is the common denominator? What is the common thread throughout this? Poor or mediocre leadership And it's been that way ever since I moved to St. Louis, and I'm grateful that I did in 1985.
I just, and look, whether they are or aren't, it feels like the perception is that they're taking for granted some of these great people in St. Louis that are generous with deep pockets, like the Taylors, who came in and dropped about $1 billion on a complex in downtown West. I mean, this is, it's not like we have to build anything more, and we have everything. I mean, we could spruce up the dome a little more, but we have a nice ballpark. We have a nice racetrack. We have a great Enterprise Center, the Dome, Energizer Park, St. Louis University, on and on it goes. I mean, it's right here in front of us.
There's a lot of wonderful things about the city of St. Louis and living here. So you prompted me to talk about like my level of perhaps frustration as city resident. And so I believe me, I look at the other side too. I look at all the positives, and I look at all the attractions. I look at the great neighborhoods. My fellow citizens, my gosh, you can just count on so many people coming through for you to help. They have your back, and we have their back, things like that. There is a camaraderie here, but there's also continues to be a divide. And I don't know what the answer is there, but there are so many things that my wife and I treasure about being in St. Louis. And we're grateful for those things and the things we like to do, the things we enjoy. I could go on and on and on, but the frustrating thing, as I said, and I'll just, you know, say it one more time, is that we people that have St. Louis at heart and put our tax dollars in it, and we're committed to it because we live here, we continue to live here. The sad thing and the frustrating thing is that we see the potential that it could be so much more. It could be so much better. And that's the thing that really kind of bums you out about it.
And I love it here so much, and I know you do too. It is home, and I will always, always root for it. Bernie Miklas, let's talk about what's to come here. We just had John Mozeliak on the air, and we'll get into Cardinals pretty heavy on the Gas House Gang. We also have college basketball buzzing around. We had Dennis Gates on the show. Bernie, I'll tell you what. I'm going to say it right here, right now. Missouri is a dark horse Final Four team. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I think they have the type of team that could be a real problem in the NCAA tournament, and they're going to get into the tournament.
This is a phenomenal coaching job, and it is an absolutely phenomenal turnaround. How do you go from 0-18 in the conference 1 year, and then you come back the next year, and they are now 6-2 in SEC play? How do you do that? Well, he brought some good players back and he coached them up and they're better. And he made tremendous use of the transfer portal. And I assume the NIL program is going well. Dennis Gates is a coach made for these times. And if there were any doubts about him, last season was a really, really, really weird year. If there's any doubts about how good he is or how he knows how to fix problems or how he knows where to go to get talent, he's exceptional. And I think, you know, I did a study, and I don't want to bore anybody with this. I did a study because I wanted to look at this. I wanted to look at, all right, how many teams in a major conference had a winless conference record and then came back? What did they do? Now, granted, this was a different time before the transfer portal, but let me just say this. The transfer portal has been working. It has been in place for 4 or 5 seasons now. And there's still a lot of programs who have not taken advantage of it. And they're terrible, terrible, terrible. So when people say, well, yeah, it's nice what Coach Gates is doing, but, you know, he's got the transfer portal. Well, so does everyone else. And so why are programs like, you know, like Georgetown, and I could name like 20 programs that have not gotten better during the transfer portal era. They've actually gotten worse. So I'm not going to discredit what Dennis Gates is doing. But what I was going to tell you is, a winless power conference team in conference play in the shot clock era, which began in 1985-86. The best that a coach did in the follow-up year is to go 500 in conference play. So Dennis Gates can make history this season, do something no one has done in the shot clock era, which is to take a winless team in conference play and come back the next season, and you have a winning record in conference play. No coach has done that during the shot clock era. And I don't want anyone like nitpicking and talking about, well, the transfer pro. Yeah, he He's got tools and he's working with them and he takes advantage of them. That's what a good coach is supposed to do. So even Mizzou fans, do not nitpick anything about this success this year. It's exceptional.
It really is. And Bernie Miklas is with us. You got to subscribe to the Bernie Show on YouTube to catch everything. And the Gas House Gang, of course, and we'll be back on tomorrow. And Bernie, we'll be talking about the Cardinals, who are 10 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting. Arenado has still not been moved, and it's obvious why. And John Mozeliak just went on and talked about it without mentioning Alex Bregman's name. Free agency is just what it is. We're sitting here in February, and he still hasn't been moved.
I can't stand this system the Major League Baseball has. At a time where they should be using the off season to build expectation, get everybody excited and be in the news constantly because teams are making moves. Teams are adding players. Teams are doing this. Teams are doing that. The only people that benefit from the current system, it's not Major League Baseball as a whole, because no one talks about Major League Baseball outside of hot Major League markets. Everyone's talking about other things going in sports because Major League Baseball has, in effect, relinquished the offseason and the ability to market your product. The thing about it, the only people that truly benefit are like the top tier free agents because they get great contracts, and that's great. And listen, man, get all the money you can. You know, that's the system. You've earned it. But what's happened here is you have certain agents, Scott Boras in particular. They hold their guys out. They don't make deals until spring training or whatever. And it slows down the whole process because there's so many mid-level free agents. There's so many lower-level free agents who are just sitting and waiting because the logjam will not be eased until Scott Boras decides where he's going to put his clients. And so there are teams like the Cardinals or who are on hold. But they're not the only ones. There's a lot of teams that are on hold. But what about the other free agents? What does the Major League Baseball Players Association, do they owe them something? Or is it just the elite of the elite who get the huge contracts? Are they the only people that matter? What has the Players Association done to make sure that the middle class players and the lower class in terms of salary brackets, that they're not going to be left behind? So I think the whole thing stinks. I really do. And frustrating to sit here day after day after day to wait for Scott Boras to decide, okay, I guess we'll sign now. You know, I just, it's ridiculous.
I agree. And it's got to change. There has to be a solution to that issue. Bernie Miklas, you're always our solution. Great way to finish the show. Thank you so much, my friend. Enjoy this great weather and your Sunday.
Tom, always a joy to be with you and look forward to the Gas House Gang tomorrow at noon, St. Louis time.
We are going to bring it for sure. Thank you. The news is next on KMOX.